Hello, everyone, and welcome to How to Sell with Confidence, Grace, and Ease, powered by Business Beyond Limits. I'm always kind of tickled to come to you and bring some really amazing content, and I'm especially excited about this because it is brand new content. There's one aspect of it that I'm a preacher about, but there's brand new content here, and I know you're going to get a lot out of it. I was really tickled to put it together. It's work that I've been doing for a number of years, and I just love sharing. First of all, let me just say that I am Wendy Y. Bailey. I am known as your Income Acceleration Mentor. I've actually spent the better part of the last 2.5 years branding myself that way, and there's a reason for it. It's because I'm a beast at helping my clients double and triple and quadruple, and in some cases, quintuple their income. But I love working with my clients in this area of income acceleration. I also love talking about how to create consistent cash flow and how to create long-term success. That's about scaling your business. That's about focusing on profits. And there are strategies that I've proven work as it relates to growing your bottom line profits. I'm a 16-year veteran master business and sales coach. And 2.5 years ago, a little more than 2.5 years ago, I closed the business that I had served in for more than 13 years at that point. And I rebranded, relaunched, and opened a whole new business called Business Beyond Limits. And with that came the understanding for me that I had all of this really delicious content that I could share with my community, with people in the marketplace. And so I also founded last year More Coaching Clients Sales and Marketing Academy. That is a digital university. It's online. It's dedicated to walking my clients, my members, my learners, my students there to consistently earn $10,000 per month. That's cash flow, that's income, that's all focused on profits. There's a group over there called the Elite 100, and that's what we're marching to, is that $10,000. Lots of yummy content there. I also do live content there, but it's all part of what I like to do in the way of giving and being generous and making sure my clients are successful. I feel like every situation, every conversation, every interaction, everything that I've ever done has prepared me to do what I do today. And I know that anything else I do from this point forward is going to teach me. It's going to help me learn something new. It's going to add to my toolkit and my arsenal of lessons so that I can serve my clients that much better. When you have fear, stuff still happens. Adversity still happens. And it's okay for it to happen because adversity makes you a master problem solver. That's a tweetable quote. I say it often. It's because it's so powerful. Adversity makes you a master problem solver. What stops your sales success? I hear from my clients so much of the time what's stopping them. And so I've kind of boiled it down into some very specific things that you can look for as it relates to this. And as we go through this, I'm going to check the chat. I'd love for you to just let me know in the chat if this is you. Yes, it's me. I can relate to that. Whatever you want to say, just let me know. You can say it to everyone in the chat, or you can just send it privately to me so that I know. But I'm opening the chat so that I can see what you put there. The first thing that I see is there's a lack of focus. Most of the time when we go into business, and again, I've seen a lot of people come and go in the entrepreneurial space, but when people go into business, they go into business because there's a passion about serving. There's a passion about doing the work that they love. There's a passion, and there's a level of expertise that you bring to your business. And because it's there, you just think, I'm going to do this and people are going to love me and I'm going to rock and roll and I'm going to get a whole lot of clients, and or I'm going to sell a whole lot of whatever it is. And the reality is you must have a sales strategy. I have a friend who said to me several years ago, I think I want to have my own business. And the more we talked about it, the more I realized that she didn't really have a focus. She was like, oh, well, you know, my brother told me that this does well in the marketplace. My cousin has this kind of business and they're doing well, and that's what I want to do. And I'm guilty of the same thing. When I first started my very second business, yes, my second business, for me, it really was whatever somebody needed. If someone came to me, it didn't matter who they were, what kind of job they were in, what kind of work they were in, what they were looking for. If someone came to me and said, what do you do in your business? I would say, what do you need to have done? And what do you need to have done was all of a sudden what I was capable of doing. So it was like a Jill of all trades and master of none. I truly lacked focus. And that lack of focus really does spill over into your not having a selling strategy.